So someone now asked Rav Zilberstein, he asked him for advice on how to conquer the midah of kas. He says, I have a midah, a very humanistic, a very natural midah of anger. And specifically, you know, I'm living with my in-laws and it's very, very hard. And I'm working on this midah for a very, very long time. If does the Rebbe have any advice on how to try to make myself not get angry, and even if I do get angry, to not ever give up hope and not to ever have yesh, because sometimes I'm working on it so much, and sometimes I give up. Does Rav Zilberstein have any etzes for me? So Rav Zilberstein answers back. The first and foremost thing a person has to realize is that every nisayon, every test comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even kas that stirs up in a person, you know, when you're about to, you're online and someone cuts you in the pizza shop or whatever it is, it's all coming from their bonusham. We know that it's coming from the Yetzirah, but who is the shilichi of the Yetzirah? It was from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He then quotes an amazing story of a certain Rebbe, and someone once came to the Rebbe. And he said, Rebbe, you know, I have a lot of anger issues. Do you have any tips for me for how to conquer my anger? So the Rebbe asked him, step outside for a second, and I'll get to you in a couple minutes. So the guy walks out of the office. What happened was as follows: the Rebbe turns to the gabbai who was standing next to him, and he told him to leave the door open a little bit and come over here. He brought him over to his desk, as every grand rabbi has a famous desk. And what happened was, he said, when this guy's outside, you know, try to annoy him, you know, try to, you know, wherever he's sitting, try to ask him if you could use that chair, try to push him, you know, try to annoy him as much as possible. So what happened was, the gabbai, any good gabbai from any rebbe, you got to follow your rebbe, you know, you don't ask kasha. So the guy goes outside, and he starts, you know, trying to annoy him, pushes him off his seat, asking a million questions, and the guy's like very, 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 he's completely keeping his cool and everything. So then afterward, this whole 3-4 minute type of thing that the guy is trying to annoy him, but the guy is successful, and he doesn't get annoyed. The Rebbe now then calls him. He says, you said you're a big kas and gadol. You said you're very, you have a lot of anger, but you know, when this guy, I saw the guy was annoying you, and you're completely fine. So the guy turns back to the Rebbe, says, "B'schus kovar Rav." Says, "You know, at the end of the day, I heard you tell the Gabbai that he should try to annoy me. But the next time you want to try to keep things, you know, in house, next time you want to try to keep a secret from the guy standing outside, you got to close the door." The guy heard the instructions from the Rebbe. He heard the instruction from the Rebbe to the Gabbai that he should be annoyed, that you should try to annoy him. So the whole time he was trying to annoy me, I knew that it was coming straight from you. So the Rebbe turns back to the guy now. And he says, the same thing comes from anger. Any test you have in life, and specifically this midah of anger, it's something that you have, comes from the Satan. The Satan has everything prepared for you. Everything's prepared. But if you know that it's all coming from the Rebbeinu Shel, that the Satan is the shlich from Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like I sent this gabbai to annoy you, and you were completely fine, so too, you will be also okay. But then he goes on and he says, you know, sometimes it's very, very hard. It's very, very hard sometimes to get angry, especially when something happens that you've been preparing for a very long time, whatever it is. He said, the best thing to really do is wait a couple minutes and see what happens, and then see if it's still worth it. Because sometimes, usually the anger waits off a little bit, but if a person's still at 3-4 minutes, and if Imamish thinks that right now it's important for me to get upset, he should maybe even say L'shem Yichud, Rav Zilberstein said. Rav Zilberstein saying, obviously it's never good to be kas. Everyone knows the famous Rambam, that a person should never, ever, ever have kas. But if a person sees that he has to, have, you know, to put into a Talmud to show that that Rebbe means business a little bit, maybe he should say L'shem Yichud. At the end of the day, he tells this guy, don't ever, ever have any yeish. Because the acre thing that the Yetzirah wants to do is much more than he wants you to get angry. He also wants you to, get down on yourself. He wants you to feel bad for yourself. And then he ends off with a story, and he says an amazing thing. He said, a Rebbe, someone once came to a Rebbe, another Rebbe, and he said, Rebbe, I struggle a lot with Yeish. So he said, let me ask you a question. If you're ever riding on the horse, and the horse falls down, if you're riding on American Pharaoh, and you fall off the horse, what would you do? He said, very easy. I would get back on the horse and continue. He said, what about it happen again? And okay, it would be a little annoying, but I'll continue. And if it happened a third time, he said, Rebbe, I would just get on the horse again. The same thing here. Even if a person falls, a person should never ever give up. Part of growing is falling, as we know the famous vort from Rav Yisrael Huttner, Pasuk Kohela says, Sheva yupol tzadik v'kam. The simple explanation is that a tzadik falls seven times. But Rav Huttner explains, becoming a tzadik is the sheva yupol, is the struggling, is the nisyonus. Amir Tashem Yishol Bizocha, whether it's anger or kas or whatever we struggle with, Amir Tashem should never ever ever get be yeish and always say to learn from our mistakes, learn from our challenges, and Amir Tashem keep on growing and learning from our mistakes. And Amir Tashem, we do this, we'll always be growing Jews and growing from everything we have in our lives. Shkoyach.